حلو خالص. Right, I wish you can hear me in the back. Right, can you hear me? مش مشكلة. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. كل سنة وانتم طيبين. Today we celebrate, or we celebrate early in the morning, and after the Mass, the feast of the Pentecost, the feast of the birth of the church. The feast of the birth of the church. When the Lord ascended to heaven, He promised that He's not going to leave us orphans. And He promised to send us the Helper, His Holy Spirit. Bravo, Ali. Yeah, talk. That's very good. It's important that you talk, because if you listen all the time, you're not interacting. Okay. And if you don't talk, I'll feel that you're asleep. And if you're asleep, I'll sleep and I'll feel I'm very boring. So, Abuna asked me to talk about the work of the Holy Spirit in me. But before we start, عشان نصحى كده, take an exercise, some word games. If I ask you, or if you see a word on the screen, I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind. Okay? For example, if you see a church, you say prayer, okay? Or a priest, okay? So, if you see a car, what's the first thing that comes to you? Huh?
Honda.
Honda, a brand, yeah, all right. What's the brand you like? Okay. What else? Sorry?
Headache.
Yeah, long trips, yeah. What else?
Freedom.
Freedom. Someone said freedom. Abuna said freedom. Yeah, speak loudly. Can you hear me or not? Yeah. If you can hear me, I have to hear you. All right. It's unfair for you to hear me and I don't hear you. Okay.
Do they come in black
though? They come in black. Oh, color. Yeah. Good. When you hear home, or when you see home, huh? Bed.
Rest.
Family. Okay. على فكرة الجنب ده, only this side talks, this side is still asleep. Can you stop talking and let's wake up, wakey, these people? Okay. World, or the earth. Sorry? War. Oh, that's scary. What? He said what? Global warming. Okay. The next annoying one, this side. When you see work or you hear work.
Unemployed.
Monday morning. Okay. Tax. Okay. When you see or you hear Holy Spirit, what's the first thing that comes to your mind? Sorry, بقى خلينا نشوف بقى ثانية واحدة. Alright, عشان نكتب الحاجات دي عشان نعرف إيه. Let's see. What's the first one?
Dove.
Okay. My handwriting is awful. Okay. Don't laugh. Okay. What else? Huh? I love this. Is it what it?
Fire.
No. افتكرتك بتقول حاجة تانية. Okay. Fire.
Ah.
Trinity? Infinity? I didn't hear it. Trinity. Oh. Linda always makes fun of me when I speak with Trinity. صح كده? Yeah. When I write in capital letters. Yeah. Guidance. حلوة دي خالص. Yeah, okay, good. Guidance. The P and the D, all right? Yeah, okay. Tongues, okay, yeah. Tongue, how do you spell it? G-U-E. Okay, yeah.
Soul.
S-O-U-L. Oops.
What else?
Grace.
Peace.
That's a very good one. Peace.
Love.
Light.
Good.
We can spend till next year and the year after talking about the Holy Spirit and what associates with the Holy Spirit.
Bravo Aliku.
Sorry for the handwriting, okay? But that fire, Trinity, guidance, tongue, soul, grace, peace, love, light.
Let's say done here. And let's see what our Lord said about the Holy Spirit. Someone said the helper. When we said, what did Jesus promise to send us? He promised to send us the helper. We read in John 14:26, but the helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I said to you. So from this verse, we know that the Holy Spirit is our teacher. Okay? The Holy Spirit teaches me. And teaches me what? Teaches me the way or the ways of the Lord. Teaches me the commandments and gives me understanding. And we're going to talk about this later. The second one, remembrance, reminds me. So the Holy Spirit reminds me. Okay. The Holy Spirit guides me and shows me the way of the Lord. This is part of his teaching. When the Holy Spirit teaches me how to act and how to react and how to live as a Christian. So the Holy Spirit is our guide. And someone, I remember, someone said guidance. صح كده? Someone wrote or someone said guidance. That's very good. The Holy Spirit sanctifies me, purifies me, makes me holy, makes me pure. And this is one of the work or the jobs of the Holy Spirit in me, that when we get baptized, and after the baptism, what's the second sacrament that we receive on the day of baptism? Sorry? Confirmation, the Mayroon, okay? Or the Holy Chrism. We get sanctified. We become vessels of the Holy Spirit. We are fully God's. We are his own property. So the Holy Spirit sanctifies me. And by the way, the work of the Holy Spirit in me, that every time I commit sins, and I repent, I go back to God, I return from my bad and wicked ways. The renewal of the Holy Spirit in me continues the sanctification in me and returns me back to my original state that I received after baptism and on the day of baptism. Can I tell you something scary? Which is scary, it's something good for you to know. One of the sacraments of the church is what we, all of us come, and some of us, we feel very scared and very embarrassed to practice, and that is the sacrament of?
Confession.
Esmo confession? Esmo eh? Confession and repentance? Are you sure? All right, but the actual term is not confession and repentance. It's the opposite. repentance and confession. Because if I come and confess without repentance, shake hands at the end, good luck, goodbye, bye-bye, abuna, kiss hands, bye, halas. But if I repent and I come and admit my sins and confess, I'm winning. Because I admit my faults and I admit and confess my sins, the absolution will work. Yeah, I always try to encourage people who come and you see that they are fully and truly repentant. Always try to encourage them and to remind them that after the absolution, they are brand new. Back again to their state that they received after baptism. As long as they repented, and they are now walking back again. This is the renewal of the Holy Spirit in me. It's something that's very hard to comprehend, but this is really the state that you get back to. Do you feel this? What's the benefit? I come and repent and come to Abuna and confess and going out feeling that God didn't forgive me. So the absolution didn't do anything. Deep inside, I don't have faith that repentance, or I repented truly, and I didn't have, or I don't trust God's true love. It says that He forgives me, and when He forgives me, He forgets all my sins. صح كده ولا لا? So really, habibi, that when you come with a repentant heart, you get back, you reset the counter. You reset everything. You're coming out as pure as the day of your baptism. When I do something wrong, the Holy Spirit condemns me and tells me, by the way, there's something wrong that you're doing. This is not the right path. This is not the right action you should have done as a child of God, as a vessel of the Holy Spirit, as a vessel or as a son or daughter of God. You shouldn't do this. So the Holy Spirit in me condemns me and judges me and helps me to stand in front of myself. And that's how I can repent and I can admit my faults. But the most important thing is to hear the voice of God through His Holy Spirit in me. You mentioned that the Holy Spirit is the helper. The Holy Spirit helps me. Can I tell you something? Help and faith. One of the greatest things that all of us believe in, and no one else can believe it, is that we can say that Jesus is God, Jesus Christ is our Lord. This is through the Holy Spirit. Go to anyone else outside, tell him that Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is God. Even if they say it physically, deep down in faith, okay, just let them hear what they want to hear. One of the other things the Holy Spirit is doing in me is that supports my faith. Who attended the church in Mahabha today in the morning? What did you do at the end of the Mass? Each Mass, it ends with the climax of choir. Holy Communion. So, what do you have in the Holy Communion? Some result exactly what you said. Holy Allah. You repeat Holy Allah. Twice. Okay. What do you get at the end of the Mass? The communion is what? Yes. We partake of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ in the form of what? Bread and wine. So if you get anyone who's non-believer, who doesn't have the work of the Helper, the Holy Spirit in him, who's not supported by the help of the Holy Spirit to have faith, but this is body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Will he believe? Will she believe? Therefore, the helper, the Holy Spirit, gives me this faith to help me to be able to stand before kings and rulers and say, I believe in my Lord Jesus Christ. I believe in the sacraments. This is the work of the Holy Spirit. The helper to help and support. Not everyone can say that. God lives in me, and I live in him, and the Holy Spirit gives me life. When our Lord Jesus Christ died on the cross as man, he's alive for his divinity. And after the resurrection, we said that Jesus died to give us, to take what's ours and give us what's his. What is his? What is ours? Sin, okay. Sin, shame. All this equals one word that starts with D. Death. Okay? He took this death, crushed it. Means nothing. Okay? Trash it in the rubbish bin. It doesn't exist anymore. So what's there? He's giving us what's his. What is his? Time. Eternal life. How did he give us eternal life?
Salvation.
He died on the cross. Eating. Because we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Definitely he gave me life through his life. The Holy Spirit. It's simple. If Jesus didn't send us the Holy Spirit, there's no life. And that's why Jesus said to his disciples, it's good for you and it's more beneficial for you that I go back to my Father. Why? Because I'm going to send you the Helper, the Holy Spirit. God is alive through what? Through his Holy Spirit. You are alive through one. Peter, what makes you alive? Your spirit. What's the definition of death? What's the definition of death? The separation of what? The spirit from the body. So what's life? Or how do you live? You live through the spirit. And that's how God gave us life. This is how God gave us life. The next one we said it before, and it's the Holy Spirit reminds me. The Holy Spirit makes me fruitful. How? What did St. Paul say? Galatians 5, but it's a song, you should know it. But the fruits of the Spirit are? The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Again, as such, there is no law. So, the Holy Spirit makes me fruitful through the fruits of the Holy, or through the fruit of the Holy Spirit. And this is actually your benchmark. We say that this is your benchmark. If you want to know how fruitful you are out of these fruits, you check how many you have, and it will tell you how strong and how interacting you are with the Holy Spirit, how interacting you are with God. So it starts with love. So if I don't... Yes, for the Lord.
A lot of people portray those and they are non-Christian. Does the Holy Spirit still reside in them but they're not aware of it?
The Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God, as God, is everywhere. Okay? But there is a big difference between the work of the Holy Spirit in His people and what God gave people from the beginning through His Spirit. Because what's life from the beginning? When He created Adam and Eve, what did He do? Especially Adam and Adam and Eve. From His
breath.
And that's His Spirit. Okay? And He gave Him life like this. Okay? So there are the basics. These are the basics. That should be in everyone. But when it comes to those people who have the privilege, the extra access, the VIP access, you have them. There is also another difference between this being fruitful because these are the fruit of the Spirit, and because this guy is a gentleman, this lady is a very good lady from a good family, because of the environment that I grew up in. There is this, because sometimes the society makes an influence in me, especially if it's a good society. Gandhi was he Christian? He had many, or if this benchmark, he had some of these characteristics, but not to the fullness. Okay? Can I give you another example? Someone who's blind. He can't see. And someone who can see. Both are alive. Both can breathe. Both can talk. Both can eat. Can move. Someone can move. But which one is living life to its fullness? To live and to live abundantly. Which one of them? The one who's blind or the one who can see? The one who can see. Sorry?
Sorry.
No.
I thought maybe this was a metaphorical question.
Oh.
And sometimes the person who you can't see lives life a bit more fully because they use their senses more than what we do, and God's given us sight and we don't use what we have. So I mean, it's understood.
But I mean, yeah, but I mean, which one can enjoy?
The one who can see, of course.
Okay, sorry, this. Alright? So the one who can see. So the one who lives according to the Spirit, or the one who had this as a pre-programmed thing in him, BIOS, basic input output operating system, is something programmed in him. This is the difference. We take this to the fruit. We take this fruit to be able to walk to the second mind. So it's not the love that, you're a nice man, I love you because, alright, I love you so I can't hurt you, alright? I have mercy towards you. Or the love where I can say that I can love and forgive even my enemies, even the people who persecute me, even those who do wrong against me. Can you see the difference in someone who's born with this and someone who has the Spirit of God in him? Okay? So this is clear now?
Good.
So this is the benchmark for us to see how fruitful we are. And don't take it as titles, but go deep in this. When you see the love and joy that means I'm always rejoicing, the peace. Someone said, when we said something about the words, when we hear the Holy Spirit, we hear the word peace, or we can talk about peace. Peace and joy is there, and long suffering, and kindness. What type of kindness? Yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
All right.
There are the basics, okay, in everyone, and there's extra. Like I said, when you buy a car, you buy a car, right, that has steering wheel, that runs on petrol, there's an engine, gearbox, tires, door seat belts, okay. But you can get a car that has airbags, that has climate control, cruise control, GPS, and so on. You get a car that has whatever accessories extra.
Yes, so many non-Christians are encountering our everyday lives.
And they are much better than us.
They seem to possess all of these. I'm about to check this, I'm about to check it off. They probably have all of these. More
so. But to which level? To which level?
So it's very subjective. Like, how do you understand? Like, it's not like if, you know, joy to one person is different than joy to another person.
Like, joy is something given. Happiness is something good. So, yeah, if I get this job, I'm happy. This is happiness. Earthly things, things. But whether I get this job or not, whether I pass this exam or not, whether I marry this woman or not, whether I buy this house or not, I have the peace and joy of the world in me. You know what I want. Yes? There's a middle one between happiness and joy, and that's gladness. Okay? It's the middle one. But with the Spirit, it's joy. That's in the time of tribulation, you can sing praises to the Lord. Nothing upsets you. Read the life of the saints.
Yeah, but I still feel like people are not Christian, sometimes possess this quality.
We say that they possess the titles. Yeah, the titles. You know what I mean? The titles, but not to the death, because this is part of the work of the Holy Spirit in us. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Is it a matter of opinion? Because I don't understand. Like, that's what you're saying, but somebody else might say that regardless of what happens to them, they feel a peace within them. They're okay with whatever the outcomes are in life.
Okay. I can say that scripturally. All right? But when it comes, you're talking about joy?
Are you talking about
all of them?
Yeah, okay. Like gentleness, for example.
How about faithfulness?
Okay.
Now is it intercession? Right? Faith. Is it intercession? Can they say that Christ is God?
No, but they can say that I'm at an intersection and I'm confident that whatever route I take or that like I'll make the right choice and whatever consequences are, I'm at peace with them.
Okay. That's very nice. It's exactly like someone who's taking the wrong way, okay, the wrong path, and he says that I believe that if I start driving towards the east, I'm going to reach the Blue Mountains. Okay? The Blue Mountains is towards the west. But I'm insisting on going this way, towards the east. And I'm comfortable. I'm not so far, I need to solve the hell. It's very nice. Okay? I'm going to reach the Blue Mountains, inshallah. Because at the end, you will be.
But you know, a lot of non-Christians perceive us to be that way.
But who's going to love at the end?
We'll find out.
Please. Hold steadfast in your faith and you'll find out. Okay? We will find out, please. Alright? We'll find out. Okay? Can I tell you something? Please. This is something very important. I have to stop now. You have to understand that you're unique. You have to understand that you're not like anyone else. You have to understand that you have life. You have to understand that you are God's masterpiece. Who did God create before Adam? Tell me. Please, guys, it's very important. Who did he create before Adam?
Before them, angels. Angels sing. Some of them, not all of them. Some of them sing. Did God redeem them? Why did He redeem them? Why?
Because He loves us.
To death. Desire. That's why we're so different. It was very simple for God. Reset, new creation, flash Adam and Eve, start new creation, start new people. There is no need for the incarnation, there is no need for the salvation, there is no need for the cross, there is no need for the Holy Spirit, there is no need for anything. But you are created to be loved and to love Him. He didn't create you as decoration. He didn't create you because He wants you to praise Him, because angels did this before you, many years before you, before the creation of mankind. He loved you so much. Therefore, we are totally different. If you can find in any other religion, in any other prophet, or anyone who says that he's a prophet or a messenger or whatever, if he can prove to you that God loves you that much, that He killed Himself and He died just for your sake, go on for me. You will never find anyone who loves you and who will continue loving you as much as Christ. This is totally different. We're totally different. We're unique. That's why if they see us as crazy, I'm happy to be seen as crazy, because if He can guarantee my eternal life, tell me and give me that certificate of guarantee, and I'm going to follow Him. But I have a certificate of guarantee written by the blood of His Son, living in me, within, working in me, giving me fruits and gifts. That's the difference. This is the difference. I want you to understand that you're so precious. You're so precious in God's eyes. You're not just an accessory, a piece of accessory. You are here for a purpose, for a reason. To be loved and to love. He loves you and He wants you to love Him. He loved you to the end that even because you are created in His image, according to His likeness, He gave you the choice. He gave you the choice to follow Him or not to follow Him. And when Adam and Eve chose not to follow Him, He died for them because He said that this is an ignorance and this is something you've done without knowing and experiencing what death is. By the way, none of us here can understand the trauma, the agony, and the heartache that Adam went through. Why? Because Adam was living with God, person to person, talking to Him, walking with Him. And when he sinned, when he was cast out, I think no one can appreciate or understand what Adam went through as much as Adam understands. He knew this. Therefore, Habaydi, you have to understand that you are really unique. You have to appreciate yourself and you have to appreciate your Creator. You have to understand that what they look at us outside is totally different than the truth. Here you go. If you have this, if you have the self-control, the Buddhists have self-control. But what happens when they sin? What happens when they sin? Do they have hope?
Why? Because they think there is no hope. They are hopeless. And they can't imagine themselves falling from the rank that they put for themselves. Whereas for us, and in us, we have hope. When we sin, there is redemption. When we sin, there is forgiveness. When we sin, there is another chance. God is waiting for us. And God is chasing us. And God is stretching His arms for every one of us. This is how unique we are. This is how precious we are. Okay? So, yes, other people may have some of this, may have some of these benchmarks, but go deeper. What did St. Paul talk about love? Love being?
Never fails.
Love never fails. Never fails. Cross and fall. All right?
Okay? So, love never fails. And look at the characteristics of love, and you will understand this. Yes?
Can I make a comment on
yeah.
a couple of questions that were asked and just to expand on what you said?
بس عالي صوتك عشان هم سمعني أنا عالي صوتي عالي أنت صوتك مش سمع. Yeah.
It's probably better they don't hear me.
لا 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 they have to hear you. Can you hear him?
You can repeat anything I say right.
مينا قوم وقف كده مينا وديهم جامد. Stand up. هجيب لك الميكروفون لو محتاج خلاص.
بجد؟ Yeah that's right. I think it better use the microphone.
I'm sorry boom.
I think we do see a lot of good characteristics in people outside of Christianity, and my opinion of one is that, like you said, we're all created in God's image and likeness, regardless of whether we're Christian or not. Like, even non-Christians are God's creation and God's children and made in His image and likeness. So they're capable of doing good and capable of virtues and things. And I think St. Paul says, all good things, all perfect gifts come from the Father. So I think we can, like, people outside the church can have good things and gifts, but it's very different to being baptized and chrismated and formally, like, receiving the Holy Spirit and accepting God in your life, and that gives you, like, overflowing, you know, fruits, as opposed to just, you know, for nice virtues.
That's perfectly said to summarize what's there. So did you get this, guys? Did it make sense? So being fruitful, the last one. God fills me with His gifts. Fills me with the gifts of the Spirit. They are something that we don't chase, but they are there for us to utilize when needed. Not to boast about them, but to know that they are there for building the church and building and uniting the believers. The gifts of the Spirit, they are, the first one is word of wisdom. Let me get this clearly. For one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another, the word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another, faith by the same Spirit. So St. Paul here is saying that God, on the day of the Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came, He gave all these gifts to the disciples, to the church, to be able to utilize them when they are needed, but not to boast about them. And they are there. The Holy Spirit came and gave you everything that helps you in order to unite and build the church. One Spirit, different gifts, different talents. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirit, to another, different kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as He wills. If فكرة الكلام ده, we still have it and the church has it. For example, I will just pick because the easiest one is healing. All right? We're not practicing healing like some other people outside, but the way of healing is coming through one of the sacraments of the whole, of the church, through the Holy Spirit. What is that sacrament? Unction of the sick. Okay, unction of the sick. What comes? What's in the unction of the sick? What do we do? This is by the mysteries of the Holy Spirit. Sweat oil, bring some oil, we pray on the oil, we ask God to make this oil for healing. And we give it to the people, and we go, and that's why you find people who are really sick, they ask for the priest to come and to pray for them in the homes, and they give them and anoint them with the oil. This is the gift of healing that's coming through the Holy Spirit in the church. Gift of eating. Gift of wisdom. Wisdom, that's why the spiritual fathers should be wise. And by the way, it's not just given. Some of these gifts are given through or to the clergy, and some of these are given to every one of us. You have to understand that all of us, as children of God, must be wise. Because it's one of the gifts that God give you. It's a talent. We should be wise. The Holy Spirit. God, if you give Him the chance to work in you, and you work with Him, and you hear His voice, God will tell you what to do and how to act and how to live the gift of wisdom and knowledge and so on. Okay? This concludes the talk. Do you have any questions about the Holy Spirit? Like, I asked before I ask.
How to give Him a chance to work in us?
How to give Him a chance to work in us? From day one, when the Holy Spirit came and sanctified you, the Holy Spirit is always, and God is always trying to guide you and helping you. How to help or how to hear His voice is first by submission to God. And this is something very important. Sometimes we depend on our knowledge. Sometimes we depend on our wisdom. And that's why we are just disabling His wisdom and disabling His knowledge and disabling His word in us. Arif Azay, you have auto or manual in your car, lower than electronic, alright? Sometimes if you disable the auto, it has to work as a manual car. And if you disable the manual, you have to trust that it's going to work in auto. So if you trust in your wisdom and you react quickly and you do everything depending on your knowledge, depending on your wisdom, reacting because of your emotions, reacting or deciding things because of the build up of anger in you, and now my enemy is in my head, I can do such and such and such. This is depending on your wisdom, you're disabling the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. What do you think about such and such and such? And you start giving from what you think and your thoughts, you're disabling the knowledge of the Holy Spirit. Once you start boasting about the gifts that God gave you, you're disabling the work of the Holy Spirit, because He's not the one who's working in you, you're the one who's working. Back, is that? Do you have any more questions? You see, one of the gifts, discerning of the spirits. Discerning of the spirits means that you know which ones, which thoughts are from God and which ones are from Satan or from the world.
spoke, you can't differentiate which is which. And that's why I can see, I can hear this voice. Sometimes because we want to hear what we want to hear, that's why we don't allow the Holy Spirit to work in us. And that's why we don't hear God's voice clearly. Any more questions? Today, earlier I asked you a question, don't answer it, alright? I asked who went to church today. Not many of you raised their hand. Maybe because you're shy, maybe because you really didn't go to church, which is alright, it's personal choice. But I like to tell you something. We are not Christmas and Easter Christians. We are not Christmas and Easter Christians. We are Christians, 24/7, full-time Christians. That means today's feast is the feast of the birth of the church. It's not less than Easter, it's not less than Christmas, it's not less than Palm Sunday, it's not less than the feast of the Epiphany, it's not less than the feast of the Annunciation. Before I was telling the people today in the Mass, today the church should be full as it was full in Christmas, Easter, and the rest of the major feasts. Habayi, you have to understand. You have to know that today is not just a normal day or a normal feast. There are major feasts and minor feasts. Today was the last of the seven major feasts, and it's one of the most important feasts, the birth of the church. Without today's feast, none of us will be here, because there is no church. None of us will be called Christians, because there is no baptism. There is no meirum. There is no repentance and confession. There is no priesthood. There is no marriage. Everything else, all this will work on the manual mode, on the worldly mode, not the Holy Spirit, as the Holy Spirit desired in us. So today's feast is really a great and important feast. I wish you appreciate the work of God in you, the talents that God gave every one of you. You have the power. You have God Himself gave you Himself. He gave you Himself. Don't underestimate yourself. Be of good cheer. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
I just have a question.
Yes.
I heard that if somebody is they're not doing
according to St. Paul, he says, don't sin the Holy Spirit. Don't send the Holy Spirit in you. Okay? God wants to be with you and to be with you all the time. people who play with magic and were those who go into the places of idols and so on. And recently, actually, I've seen this with my own eyes. I was playing in the island and I found this young girl, 12, 25, who was demon possessed. It's the first time in my life I see something like this. Okay? After I asked, they told me that she's Ethiopian. She's Christian, she's Orthodox, she used to go to her church in her country. She was brought to work as a maid servant in one of the houses in Thailand. And since that they abused her, they tortured her, and of course, I'm not sure if you've been to Thailand before, the Buddhists there and the idols and the statues and all these rituals, you see them, they are like, they are so satanic. Yeah, I mean, the Chinese Buddhist triads and Buddhist without time, chef, now in shape, in the face, not in religion, right? But really, they feel that it's satanic. And this, it seems that this girl was sort of abused badly, and she was possessed. And really, it saddens the heart to see someone who's that possessed. Whereas that person used to practice and used to go to church, but because she was separated from the source of life, she wasn't nourished, and maybe she went into the same way or path, she was possessed like that. It's very hard to see. If I tell you something, I always was in the next world, better than the next world, she was falling and she started banging her head into the benches.
She needs a psychiatrist or a psychological treatment. Like you said, she's not possessed, maybe she needs like a psychiatrist. Like she was abused.
How can you tell
she was abused.
So you say?
I have to go crazy right now.
Okay, but if you hear the name of Jesus or you see a cross and you go cycle, it's different.
So this happens only inside the church?
It's everywhere, but she started screaming when we started praying.
Okay.
Alright? And really, this also to show you, Ashokana, the woman, I'm telling you, you have to appreciate and understand the power of the name of Jesus. As soon as she heard the name of Jesus, all the great and eternal God just started speaking. I wouldn't have helped Aliha oil, we started to try to anoint her with oil, it's as if you're burning. We don't appreciate what we have unless we lose what we have.
So how do you reverse that? If somebody has become hard in the past and they've drifted, how do you reverse that so that the Holy Spirit, how do they reverse it so that the Holy Spirit can go with
it? In the state of being possessed, well, like in the state of drifting from God and not being possessed.
Yeah.
So
or is there any
in general, in general, okay. There's
yeah.
Nine
yeah.
Okay. That's in general. And if it comes to these cases, I believe that the prayer and the name of the Lord around that person and the people around them, when they pray for that person who's possessed, it can work. Because it's one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. So you can cast out demons if you trust the Holy Spirit. Okay? That's Isaiah faith. Great faith, support. Okay?
Okay. Glory be to God forever. Amen. Thank you very much. Sorry.
Okay, bueno, nada. Sorry.